The review is nearly complete. Let's get the review. Let's see what they recommend. And if they are recommending a neurology post in Letterkenny or two, or, you know, a team that moves between Sligo and Letterkenny, let's see what they come back with. And then certainly we'll take that very seriously, and we can look to that through new development funding.
The campaign group, Patients Deserve Better, have outlined the impact, including the costs, increased costs and increased waiting lists when services aren't provided locally. But it's not just the campaign group. Your own HSE's model of care report suggests that there's a need for a consultant neurologist to provide neurology services at Letterkenny University Hospital. And this is just another example, Minister. And let me say this, of our hospital, Letterkenny University Hospital, being in a perpetual state of crisis.
The reality is, whilst there are ongoing pressures in certain services in Letterkenny Hospital, and I fully accept that, I visited the hospital many times, there has been a very significant increase in capacity in that hospital and in services delivered by that hospital in the lifetime of this government. The budget's gone up by a quarter. The number of staff has gone up by a quarter. It's grown by 437. So do we need to continue to focus on ED? We do. Do we need to continue to focus on neurology services and oncology services and diabetes services you and I have spoken about? We do. I want the people of Donegal to be very clear that there is a much deserved, much needed and very important ongoing investment and growth in Letterkenny University Hospital.